Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Northwoods River News is reporting an Oneida County Sheriff's Department detective, who is also a Rhinelander City Council member, has been placed on administrative leave by the Sheriff's Department. An open records request by the Northwoods River News discovered Ryan Rosling is on leave pending a Sheriff's Department investigation into an alleged walking quorum of council members and Mayor Chris Fredrickson. In February, the newspaper asked District Attorney Michael Sheik to check on the possibility of an illegal walking quorum, and it eventually led to a State Department of Justice investigation. Further action is pending at the Oneida County District Attorney's Office. The alleged walking quorum centered around a letter allegedly drafted to City Council President George Kirby. Some council members, Rosling, Steve Sauer, Andrew Larson, and David Holt, and Mayor Chris Fredrickson, are alleged to have signed a letter asking Kirby to step aside as council president. The matter was not on common council agendas. The paper reported the matter is still under investigation by the DOJ. Wisconsin's open meetings law expressly forbids public officials to gather or take action outside of formally recognized meetings without proper public notification. There are exceptions. Fines usually result from violations. Local residents can receive training next month by Rhinelander Police in the event of an active shooter in the community. The training is known as CRACE, or Civilian Response to Active Shooter Training. Police Chief Lloyd Gauthier says they've offered the training before, but this training will be for the general public.
In the past several years, we've been doing a lot of training at different businesses within the city of Rhinelander, educating the employees about what to do in an event like this. During that time period, I've been approached by several people in the community saying, we hear that you're doing this, but we don't work at some of those places, and we don't have an opportunity to hear that training. What can we do?
Gauthier says the training shows what to do when a person is in various places and what to look for that is out of place. Gauthier says each person reacts differently to stress.
Some people have different responses. Some people freeze, and that can be a recipe for disaster for yourself and other people. So having some training that you can just have a couple hours, 3 hours, to sit and think about, man, this is a really bad subject, but what if? And if it does happen, how would I respond?
The training is set for Monday, May 13th at the Superior Diesel Advanced Learning Center at Rhinelander High School from 6 until 9 p.m. The training is provided by Sergeant Angela Welch, who's a certified CRACE instructor. Registration to attend is requested. Contact Joy at the Rhinelander Police Department for more information. Farmers and other rural residents say the lack of broadband internet access costs them money and negatively affects business. Local government officials joined the Private Citizen Sunday at a meeting in Schofield. The Wisconsin Farmers Union is encouraging people living in rural areas to engage in the political process and reach out to their representatives. And the Wisconsin Public Service Commission is taking public comments on plans for a new electricity generating facility in Superior. The proposed Nemadji Trail Energy Center would support efforts in the region to expand wind and solar. The new plant would offer a 550-megawatt dependable alternative source of power when wind and solar fail to meet demands. The state-of-the-art natural gas power generating operation would cost about $700 million and would be operational by 2025. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: cloudy, high near 43. Tonight, rain likely, possibly mixed with snow, low around 33. For Wednesday, showers likely, mainly before 7 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 42. Thursday, 50% chance of showers, high near 49. Friday, sunny, high near 57. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.